Coming up on Encouragement Live, why are we still triggered by trauma that happened to us many years ago? Therapist and author Dr. Mark McNear joins me to talk about it, and we'll offer insight and encouragement tonight on Encouragement Live.
Welcome to Encouragement Live, providing biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of practical life issues. Now here's your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Thank you, friend, for joining us as live from studios at First Christian Church of Wiley, Texas. Encouragement Communications presents Encouragement Live. Our mission is to provide biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of issues. Joining me tonight again, Dr. Mark McNear. We'll be talking about his book titled Finding My Words, A Ruthless Commitment to Healing Gently After Trauma. Mark, it's great to have you back on the program tonight.
Don, it's great being with you again.
Yes, looking forward to this discussion. Now, before we get into our subject, let me just remind you folks that Mark is a licensed clinical social worker. He has over 30 years' experience in clinical practice. His book, Finding My Words, A Ruthless Commitment to Healing Gently After Trauma, is a powerful personal testimony as well as an accurate clinical assessment of the subject of trauma. Mark's a graduate of Northeastern Bible College, New York University, and Oxford Graduate School. He's been a frequent guest on a number of radio broadcasts, and we're glad to have him on this one. And Mark, let me, first of all, before we get into our discussion, remind us of what we mean by trauma. How do we define this?
You know, Don, when we talk about trauma, it comes from a Greek word, and the Greek word is translated wounds. You know, when we think about trauma, we can think about an injury that has happened to an individual.
Yeah. And frequently we think of injuries as something that happens in an automobile accident, or perhaps we fall and break a leg or an arm or something. But in reality, many times those wounds happen in the emotional realm, correct?
Yeah. I just, you know, before we got on, I just jotted down five different areas. You know, physically, sexually, verbally, emotionally, and materially, all of those, and some of those blend with each other, but all of those can be areas where people can be wounded.
Well, let's talk a little bit about those. First of all, let me get into the source or cause of the kind of trauma that we're talking about here. Where does it come from?
You know, it comes from other people. You know, one of the things we don't like to talk about trauma because we don't often like to view ourselves in a negative light. But, you know, when we look at ourselves and when we look even at Scripture and all through Scripture, we see the story of sin and we see the story of people hurting each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's something that, again, we don't like to look at, but it's really true.
You know, I think about the Apostle Paul and all the things that he went through. You know, 2 Corinthians is just filled with different traumatic kinds of events. I mean, think about spending a day and a night in the ocean. You don't know if you're going to be rescued, being beaten with a cat of nine tails several times, 40 lashes less one that could have very well taken his life. So a lot of trauma in Scripture, but we also see this today. And as Mark mentioned, physically, sexually, verbally, emotionally, and physically would be one to think about as well. That would be the sort of thing that's happening in Israel right now, as many of the IDF soldiers and others are being wounded during this time. We need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Tonight, you may have a question you want to ask us. Mark would be glad, and I would be glad to hear from you. Our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE, 855-586-5433. Maybe you suffered some physical trauma, some emotional trauma, some sexual trauma, some verbal trauma, and you're looking for a solution. You're looking for a way to deal with it. It's sort of hung around your neck like a rock or something. We'd love to talk with you, pray with you, and offer you encouragement and hope. Again, the number 855-586-5433. We'll be right back.
That unwanted vehicle of yours might not take you anywhere, but it can drive encouragement and hope to listeners everywhere. Donate it to Encouragement Live and we'll pick it up, even if it isn't running. We'll use it to fund this ministry. It's easy and free. Mention Encouragement Live when you call 855-500-RIDE. Get the eyesore out of your yard and donate that car today. Call 855-500-RIDE or encouragementlive.org.
The focus is Jesus. The message is the gospel. The task is the Great Commission.
Global Advance founder Dr. David Shibley on the focus of his worldwide ministry.
Prayer is more important than ever before. These men live in danger, and our teams that go to minister to them are increasingly in danger.
To learn more about empowering frontline leaders worldwide, visit globaladvance.org. That's globaladvance.org. Tonight on Encouragement Live, we're talking about trauma and basically asking the question, why are we still triggered by trauma that happened to us many years ago? Talking with therapist and author Dr. Mark McNear. He is the author, again, as I mentioned, of Finding My Voice. That book is available on Amazon, by the way. Finding My Voice and Finding My Words. I'm sorry, Mark, I'll get that straight. I think I said that last time you were on. But it is
no worries.
Finding My Words, and again, a ruthless commitment to healing gently after trauma. Mark, why is it that traumas happened to us so many years ago, and somehow it keeps making its way back into our lives? Why does that happen?
You know, God designed the brain and designed us to protect ourselves. And so a lot of times when something has happened, you know, there's a part of the brain that it's called the amygdala, and it's always scanning for danger, always trying to protect us. And then there's another part of the brain called the hypothalamus. And the hypothalamus shrinks, and that's a part of the brain that helps us to detect, you know, the past from the present. So, you know, that's one thing I talk about in my book. A lot of times I noticed that the past was coming up in everyday life and things that I was struggling with today that had happened 40, 50 years ago.
Wow.
And it can be pretty scary for people. And, you know, the other thing is a lot of shame and guilt if people don't realize that that's a normal part of living in a fallen world.
Yeah. Let's talk about the word triggered. That's a term that I think is often used when we talk about trauma, especially from the past. Help us get our arms around that.
Sure, I can give you a quick example. When I was growing up, when my dad would come home, and my dad was very abusive to me, you know, when my dad came home, the garage door would go up. And so my body would stiffen and I would get very afraid. You know, fast forward, Don, I get married and I'm living with my wife and we're happy. And so she's coming home from work and the garage door goes up. And guess what happens to my body? My body is really uptight as a result of being triggered.
Wow.
You know, something is happening today, but something that reminds me of things that happened in my childhood that were very unpleasant. You know, and triggers can happen in many, many different settings. But a lot of times when we talk about a trigger, we're talking about something that triggers us today that brings up something from the past.
Some of you may resonate with what Dr. Mark McNear is describing. Maybe something happened in your life today or this past week, and it triggered something from the past. Maybe some abuse you suffered, physical, emotional, verbal, sexual abuse, and you're still dealing with that. You can be anonymous if you prefer, if you'd like to call us and talk about it. We'd be glad to honor that request, or you can make up a name if you like. But talk to our friendly staff here, 855-586-LIFE is our toll-free number, 855-586-5433. We'd love to hear from you this evening, to encourage you, to pray with you, to pray for you. And maybe someone close to you is going through this kind of trauma, and triggering events are taking place in their life, and you'd like to know a little bit about how to encourage them and help them. Our purpose on Encouragement Live is to provide you with biblically based encouragement and insight. And our subject tonight is trauma. And we'll be back right after these important messages. Hello, I'm Don Hawkins. As a grandparent, I've become increasingly concerned that our grandchildren are being exposed in school and through the media to woke, liberal doctrines that will certainly undermine their Christian faith. That's why we've developed our Grand Coaching course, because I believe those of us who are Christian grandparents have the heart and conviction to help counter these evil influences, and with the skills and strategies in this course, with God's help, you can make a difference in the lives of your grandsons and granddaughters. While taking this course, you'll learn the basics of life coaching, the biblical foundation for Christian life coaching, the difference between coaching and counseling, and how to listen and ask cultivating questions to help your grandchildren make wise decisions. To learn more or sign up for the resources available, visit grandcoaching.org. That's one word, grandcoaching.org.
Sat7 is satellite Christian television.
Dr. Rex Rogers, president of Sat7.
We broadcast throughout the Middle East and North Africa every day, 24/7, in Arabic, Farsi, and Turkish. Farsi is Iran. So we're speaking in the people's home and heart language. We're sharing the gospel.
To learn more or support this ministry, visit sat7usa.org. That's S-A-T, the number 7, USA.org.
Toni King on her new book, The Maze of Medicare.
I looked up on the internet how many books have biblical in regards to Medicare, and there was zero. And then God brought you into my life, and you helped me write The Maze of Medicare because we took Medicare and put scripture with it. Because people are stressed. They don't know what to do, where to turn.
You can order The Maze of Medicare at TonySays.com. That's T-O-N-I, TonySays.com. We're back on Encouragement Live. I'm Don Hawkins. Dr. Mark McNear is with me tonight. The toll-free number, 855-586-LIFE. Understand a number of you already calling in, and we'll get to those calls soon. Rand Smith Artist constructed the music that you're listening to in the background. You can Google Brad and download his music. Very easy to listen to. And we appreciate all the team members, Brad and Nikki and Danny and Rodney and Kathy and Riley and Chris and Cora. Got a great team working, Keith as well. And 855-586-LIFE is our number. Mark, as we talk about trauma, how common is childhood trauma? I'm going to do something that I used to teach my broadcasting students never to do, ask a two-part question. How common is childhood trauma, and what are its effects later in life?
Yeah, the percentages are higher, Don, than we've ever realized. There has been a research done, and it's called the Adverse Childhood Experiences Indicator or Test. People can look that up online, and you know, that has given us a lot of information that is much more common, you know, than we ever believed it was. You know, as far as the effects of it, you know, people avoid people and places and things when they have been traumatized. They get involved with risky behaviors, addictions, mood disturbance, fatigues, nightmares, codependency, you know, chronic pain,
yeah,
anger outbursts, self-harming behaviors. You know, the list goes on and on and on. But, you know, the good news about it is that people can get help, and people can, and I'm proof of that. You know, I've been able to get a lot of help myself and be able to live a really good life, a life that has still struggles with it, but it's so much better than it was even 9 years ago.
And Mark, you've been able to help others, and certainly your book is a tremendous help. Finding My Words, it's a ruthless commitment to healing gently after trauma. Some of you have been through trauma. This book would be a great addition. I have a copy of it right here beside me, and I've enjoyed reading this book and getting to know a little bit about what happened. Josh McDowell wrote the foreword of this book, and it's highly recommended. You can find a copy of it on Amazon. It's called Healing My Words. And Mark, in the book, you literally have three steps that we need to take to recover from trauma: abuse, addiction, recovery. Walk us through how that process works.
Sure. I had to, first of all, identify the abuse that went on in my life. And so that's the first three chapters of the book. You know, so it was finding my words. And then the next three chapters is to really look at the abuse and to be able to verbalize it, to speak the words. And then finally, and it sounds counterintuitive, was to embrace the situations that happened to me. I had to stop running away from them, and I had to look them in the face. And that, you know, it doesn't happen overnight. I want listeners to realize it takes a lot of time. And I had a lot of really extreme things that had happened to me over the years. So, you know, being able to identify what has happened to you and then to be able to process it in your body, to be able to sit with it is really, really important, because a lot of times we try to outrun what is going on inside of us.
Some of you have been there. You're trying to outrun those feelings, those emotions, and those triggers that sometimes happen and just throw you for a loop. Talk to us about it. 855-586-5433. Scripture addresses the subject of hope. And Mark, you address this in your book. I think of Psalm 30 and verse 5. Also think of Psalm 42:5, Psalm 42:11, and Psalm 43:5. Those three last verses I mentioned are almost identical, and it really involves self-talk. David says, "Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." Talk about the role of hope in recovering from trauma.
You know, it's something that when trauma happens, you lose hope. And I can remember the day that I was told that I was going to rehab, and my wife, Debbie, you know, using Psalm 30 and verse 5. And, you know, that says that weeping may tarry for an evening, but joy will come in the morning. And, you know, I can remember thinking, like, it's going to take a long time. And it did take a long time, but joy did come. And I want listeners to realize that even though there's discouragement and depression and anxiety and anger and all of those things, that joy does come as you continue to work on this and as you walk with the Lord.
Yeah, and that's a very important thing to understand, is that this is not an instant process, and it's not an easy process, and yet it's a worthwhile process. Talk about the effects of trauma on family members and friends and people around the person who's been traumatized in childhood.
Yeah, one of the reasons, and Debbie was so encouraging, my wife was so encouraging to me, but one of the reasons I wrote the book too was to talk about, you know, the toll that it takes on family members. And I know I've been able to restore my relationship with Debbie, and I've also been able to restore my relationship with my daughter, Emily. You know, but Don, being very, very honest and real, it was very hard for Debbie. Yeah. And Debbie thought, you know, whether the marriage was worth it or not. And so, you know, she had her own struggles with this. So, you know, the person that has the trauma is going through a lot of pain, but people around them are going through an immense amount of pain also.
Boy, very important to keep in mind, and it's worth the journey of recovery from trauma, not only for you, friend, but also for those people that are close to you. Let's take our first call tonight. This is an anonymous call, and you're on the air with us. If you will, go right ahead. I believe you didn't want to use your name. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, well, go right ahead. You're on the air with Mark.
So I just explain the situation. Is that what you want?
Yes. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay. We had a family here, and my granddaughter was in our yard, was attacked by our dog with a severe injury. So that happened over a year ago. And her therapist, her parents has told us, her therapist said that if she saw us, it would trigger just a reissue again of the situation that happened.
Kind of a re-experience.
Yes.
Yeah. Mark, talk about that. And I know for grandparents, if for some reason they're not able to be with or have contact with their grandchildren, that's pretty traumatic in and of itself.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to hear that happen to you. I really, really am sorry. And sometimes it takes time for you to be able to get back together with certain members and family when things like this has happened. I would say don't lose hope with it. I think that the person that this happened to has to work through the trauma and continue to work through it. But like I said, and I said it to Don, and I want you to hear that people can get better from trauma. It takes work, and it takes, you know, a lot of times people to be around safe people, but it can happen. And I want you to hear that.
Okay.
So
go ahead.
That would be something that the therapist would advise.
I don't know with your situation. You know, I can only speak to people that I know personally and work with personally. You know, I can't say in this particular situation because I don't know all the particulars with it.
We want to pray with you tonight, and we're so glad that you called in. I believe we're using the name Renee. My producer just told me that we're using that. It's not your real name, but if you would, Mark, lead us in prayer for Renee and for her family about this trauma that has so influenced their life and for the granddaughter.
Absolutely. I would love to. You know, Father, we just want to come to you now, and you've heard the words, but you know the situation, and you know the situation with Renee and with her granddaughter in this unfortunate situation, Father. And I know that you feel the pain that we have, Father, and that you're not unsympathetic in any way. And so I just pray for this situation. I pray for healing on all areas, Father. And I just pray, Father, that you would give wisdom to
yes.
professionals and others that are working in the situation. I pray, Father, that you would just bring a miracle in this situation. Father, there's so many people hurting. And so just want to thank you for the bravery, Renee, her calling in and sharing this with us. And I just pray, Father, you would bring this to our mind even after tonight. And it's because we ask it in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Renee. We're so glad to hear from you tonight.
Thank you.
We'll ask our listening family to keep praying and lift you up. Our number is 855-586-5433. We'll use the name John for our next caller. He's calling from Alabama. Thanks for calling us, John. Go ahead.
Yes, I'll try to make it as brief as possible. Actually, when my wife and I first got married, we lost three children before we had a daughter, one in between our daughter and son. So we got four in heaven that
Yeah, excuse me, John. Let me get you to stay right on the phone there. You're kind of fading in and out, so be sure your mouth is close to the phone, okay?
Okay, I apologize.
Now, go ahead.
So, anyway, next day we have my daughter, as she gets older towards marriage, she dated this guy that we did not approve of, and I always wanted to walk her down the aisle with a man that was a godly man, which this one wasn't, and I just chose not to. We went to the, I guess, ceremony, you would say, and then we left right afterwards. Didn't stay for reception or anything. But anyway, later we did go ahead and try to, you know, accept this, her husband, which they ended up getting divorced after about 3.5-4 years. And then she decided to date this guy that we definitely didn't approve of, and he just overdosed last month.
Wow. That's a lot to go through for you and your wife, and you know, with sort of a prodigal daughter. Mark, what counsel, what encouragement? We have just about a minute, maybe just an initial comment, and then we'll come right back.
Well, I just first want to just thank John for his vulnerability and for calling. It sounds like you've been through so much pain and so much agony, and I think that your daughter is going through it too. And so I would just say, you know, again, to continue to keep the hope. And I know it's so hard to do this when you've been through so many things like you're explaining. You know, I would say that, you know, definitely continue to keep praying about this. Continue to, you know, self-care is really important in situations like this. for you to take care of yourself and for your wife to take care of herself, you know, while you're going through this situation. Don, thoughts that you have?
Yeah, I was thinking it might be good to have a Christian counselor, a life coach, someone that you can really open up and just share your gut-level feelings, you and your wife both. I think that would be very strategic. Even a pastoral would be very good. Stay on the line, John. We want to pray with you, and so we're going to come back with some additional comments. The number is 855-586-5433. We'll be right back.
Here's Roxanne Intermule of HisFaithfulStewards.com.
Being a good steward of the resources God has entrusted to us means expanding them without exposing them to unnecessary risk.
Losing a significant portion of your retirement savings can be a devastating blow, but many experience this when their money is kept in the market.
I recently had a conversation with an 80-year-old client. She had lost more than $100,000 of her retirement in less than 8 months, and it was all because her financial planner had left her money at risk in the market.
His Faithful Stewards shows people how to stop gambling with their retirement, how to earn double-digit interest, and to never risk losing their money in a market downturn.
Many people don't realize until it's too late that their retirement is at risk in most 401ks. They don't know that there are safer ways to grow money while still earning a double-digit return.
His Faithful Stewards offers a free self-assessment tool that helps you to see if you're on track with your finances at HisFaithfulStewards.com. HisFaithfulStewards.com.
Dr. Frank Minerth was a pioneer in Christian counseling, and I had the privilege of working with him for several years.
Christian psychiatrist Dr. Tom Schoaf of the Hope Speaks Clinic in suburban Dallas.
I'm looking for Christian psychiatrists, psychologists, and therapists who would be willing to join me in carrying on Dr. Minerth's legacy.
To learn about working with Dr. Schoaf and his team of Christian professionals at Hope Speaks Clinic, you may visit hopespeaks.com/opportunity.
When you need to consider independent or assisted living or memory care for a parent or spouse, Restoration Senior Living provides a distinctly Christian setting with the most stringent quality care. Restoration's innovative program addresses the medical, emotional, and spiritual dimensions, leading to an enhanced quality of life. You can learn more at restorationsl.com. That's restorationsl.com.
For over 30 years, Don Hawkins has provided radio encouragement with a variety of gifted guests. Now you can be encouraged by these interviews with guests like Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, Dr. Frank Minerth, Josh McDowell, and more. Subscribe to the weekly Encouragement for You podcast, dropping Wednesdays at lifeaudio.com or at your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back to Encouragement Live. Our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. Here again is your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
We're talking with a caller who's using the name John tonight, telling us about a very traumatic situation he and his wife have gone through. And John, I'd like to just lead us in prayer for you, and I want to again encourage you, reach out to a Christian counselor or pastor in your area. If you have trouble finding someone in your area, you might go to aacc.org, and that website, they can point you toward a Christian counselor in your area. Heavenly Father, I pray for John and for his wife tonight, and I especially pray for the daughter, Lord, who has gone through the trauma of these two marriages, both of which are not working out, and Lord, what difficulty and trauma this can cause. And Lord, I just pray that somehow she would find in her heart to turn to you, and if she hasn't trusted you as her Savior, that she would do so. And because, Lord, when a person trusts Christ, the power of the gospel can change their lives. And I pray that you would answer prayer for John and his wife at this time and just give them the encouragement and insight that they need to know exactly how to relate to their daughter, to be able to speak the truth in love, and to be able to be an encouragement that will draw her back to the Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Mark, do you have any other thoughts to share with John before we let him go?
You know, I was just thinking about what a difficult situation, and just thinking about, you know, that even in impossible situations, our God is bigger than that, and
yes,
nothing is too hard for him. And I just would encourage him with those words.
Yeah. I was thinking about Ephesians 3:21. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that's at work in us. I spent some time on the phone today with someone who's going through a real traumatic situation, very similar to this. And it's amazing what God can do. And so, John, just know that we're continuing to pray for you and your wife, and we'll encourage our listening family to be in prayer for you.
I appreciate that very much.
We appreciate your call. Good night. The number is 855-586-5433. Calls are coming in. Ramona is calling from Ohio tonight, listening over AFR. Good evening, Ramona. Go right ahead.
Good evening. I was just calling. I experienced a traumatic trauma in childhood. There was a lot of several different kinds of abuses that not only myself but my sisters have endured. God has really brought me through a lot. I have been with him for many years now, but like earlier, I believe Mark was saying, the triggers are something that's lifelong and ongoing. It's crazy how much control they can have over you.
Mm.
I have a trigger as simple as pancakes.
Wow.
Something as simple as pancakes, but it takes me right back to that kind of trauma, that situation.
Boy, I'm so glad you brought that up, Ramona, and I think you're probably speaking for a lot of our listening family tonight. And Mark, is there any way to minimize the impact of those ongoing triggers like Ramona has brought up?
Yeah, there definitely is, Don. And I would say, first of all, really, like, thank you, Ramona, for being, again, so vulnerable and being so real, because this is part of living in a fallen world. And so, you know, I would say, first of all, number one is don't carry shame or guilt about this. You know, it's a normal part of what you've been through. And you know, it's the way that God has created us to protect ourselves. I would say that when you're faced with triggers, there's a couple of things you can do. One thing that I found really helpful is journaling. You know, just journal it. And if you can find somebody to share it with, somebody that's safe to be able to talk to about it, that can be really helpful. Another thing is doing a lot of breathing. Deep breathing can be really helpful to calm down, you know, the central nervous system and to just bring a calm to the body when you are triggered. Those two things I would recommend. Another thing that I found really, really helpful with clients that I deal with is drawing the situation, just drawing it. You don't have to be good at it. You don't have to be a good artist to do it. Hmm. Just draw a picture of it. And you know, color it in, do creative things with it, things that help you to self-soothe when you're thinking about it.
Those are some very practical suggestions. And Ramona, I would encourage you to make a note of those and implement those. And again, as Mark indicated, if you have a safe person, and it could be a counselor, it could just be someone who's a good friend, an encourager that you can unload on. And that can make a huge difference. And we need to do an entire show, I think, Mark, on safe people, I think, at some point.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, because that is just, that is absolutely critical. Let me lead us in prayer for you, Ramona. Heavenly Father, you know what Ramona is going through, and Lord, she's made great progress since she's trusted you and walked with you for many years. But Lord, she's going through these triggers, and Lord, I just pray that these practical suggestions that Mark offered will be of real help to her. I pray that maybe she'd reach out and get a copy of Mark's book, Finding My Words, and that that would be a real help to her, and that she would be able to connect with some safe people that she can share with, and that she would begin to see the effects of those triggers minimized in her life. Pray this for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Ramona. Appreciate hearing from you. God bless you.
Thank you.
A lot of calls tonight, Mark. A lot of people hurting, a lot of people dealing with this, and I think it's tremendous that we have this going on. We have Ann on the line next, listening in Mississippi. Ann, go ahead. You're on the air with us.
Okay, thank you.
Let me get you to turn your radio down, Ann, because in the background you hear that echo. So if you'll turn that radio down, then you'll be able to talk with us without being interrupted.
Oh, that's good. All right. Let me do that right now. Just a minute.
Give you that opportunity, and I'll mention our toll-free number, 855-586-5433. And hopefully now you're ready to go. Go ahead, Ann.
All right. Is it okay right now?
It's just fine, yes.
Okay. I was married before, and it was a very traumatic divorce, which I did not want to... for it to happen, but he was unfaithful, and I always said that I would never do that because my mother did it. My mother married four times, so I had stepdaddies and all that traumatic, some of that stuff.
Yeah.
But it was very terrible, you know, just bad on me to emotionally to go through the divorce. Well, I married again 40-something years, and I still occasionally have dreams about my first husband. That is unreal to me. How can that be? And it, I guess I just never really dealt with it all the way.
Let's talk to Mark about it, Ann. I'm so glad you called us. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, Ann, I just want to thank you again for having the bravery to be able to call to talk about this.
Yes.
And to me, you know, dealing with trauma, it sounds very, very normal to me. You know, so again, don't shame yourself about it. You know, the brain is trying to protect itself, and a lot of times it comes out through, you know, night terrors or nightmares or dreams. And so, you know, I would say, and I had talked to somebody before this, you know, that idea of journaling it out and kind of writing it out in detail as much as you can remember, you know, of the dream or of the situation can be really, really helpful. You know, as we've been talking about, seeking counseling or talking to a pastor about it, finding somebody who knows about trauma and can work you through the steps of it. You know, it's really, really painful. And I really appreciate you sharing it because people underestimate just how painful it is years after, you know, the situation or the event has happened. I just want to really give you a lot of credit. And
amen.
There's a verse that just came to my mind that I want to give you, and it's Philippians 1:6. Be confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you, he will continue it until the day of Christ Jesus.
Yeah, that's a great thing to be confident of, and to know that it's really up to him to work, do that work, that healing work in our lives. And we're going to pray for you. I'm going to ask Mark to lead us in prayer and ask our listening family.
Can I ask you one thing, please?
You surely may. Go ahead.
You think I should write out what I am dreaming, or should I write out the traumatic part of the marriage? It was just the unfaithfulness. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
dreams, or write out both or what?
Yeah, I would say, you know, if you can tolerate it, don't overwhelm yourself. But if you can tolerate it, you know, write out both things. You know, sometimes I recommend that somebody keeps a pad next to their bed, maybe on the nightstand with a pen or a pencil. So if they get up, they can start writing about it, you know, things that they immediately remember, because sometimes we forget dreams as we go through the day.
And if it wakes if it wakes you up in the night, you can write those things down. And you might keep a list of encouraging verses. You know, Philippians 1:6 is a great verse, one that I mentioned earlier. Ephesians 3:20 is a great verse of encouragement. Romans 8:28 is another verse that can greatly encourage, that God can take all the things in our lives, work them together for good to those who love him and are called according to his purpose. And you certainly
fit. I feel guilty because here I am married to another man 40-something years, and I'm still dreaming about the first man that I wasn't even married to that long.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me give you one more verse, and it's 1 John 3:20. Yeah. Even if our feelings condemn us, or even if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our feelings and knows all things. And again, I just want to stress before I pray for you that what you're going through is totally normal, you know, and there's no need to carry guilt or shame with it. I know it feels unusual, but it's very, very normal.
Yeah, lead us
in prayer. I don't tell my second husband about it. I don't dare tell him.
Well, no, I wouldn't advise that. Mark, if you will, hang on because we're coming up on a break. And Ann, if you will stay on the line, we do want to give Mark time to pray for Ann and want to encourage others of you to call in at 855-586-5433. We'll get as many calls in as we possibly can. Tremendous number of you dealing with this subject of trauma. And let me encourage you, get a copy of Mark's book. It's called Finding My Words, A Ruthless Commitment to Healing Gently After Trauma, written by Mark McNear, capital M-C, capital N-E-A-R. You find it on Amazon.com. We'll be right back. Hello, I'm Don Hawkins. As a grandparent, I've become increasingly concerned that our grandchildren are being exposed in school and through the media to woke, liberal doctrines that will certainly undermine their Christian faith. That's why we've developed our Grand Coaching course, because I believe those of us who are Christian grandparents have the heart and conviction to help counter these evil influences. And with the skills and strategies in this course, with God's help, you can make a difference in the lives of your grandsons and granddaughters. While taking this course, you'll learn the basics of life coaching, the biblical foundation for Christian life coaching, the difference between coaching and counseling, and how to listen and ask cultivating questions to help your grandchildren make wise decisions. To learn more or sign up for the resources available, visit grandcoaching.org. That's one word, grandcoaching.org.
Here's Roxanne Intermule of HisFaithfulStewards.com.
Being a good steward of the resources God has entrusted to us means expanding them without exposing them to unnecessary risk.
Losing a significant portion of your retirement savings can be a devastating blow, but many experience this when their money is kept in the market.
I recently had a conversation with an 80-year-old client. She had lost more than $100,000 of her retirement in less than 8 months, and it was all because her financial planner had left her money at risk in the market.
His Faithful Stewards shows people how to stop gambling with their retirement, how to earn double-digit interest, and to never risk losing their money in a market downturn.
Many people don't realize until it's too late that their retirement is at risk in most 401ks. They don't know that there's safer ways to grow money while still earning a double-digit return.
His Faithful Stewards offers a free self-assessment tool that helps you to see if you're on track with your finances at HisFaithfulStewards.com. HisFaithfulStewards.com.
Tonight we're talking about the issue of trauma, woundedness. Many people experiencing that. Maybe you, friend, have, and you'd like to talk to Dr. Mark McNear and me. Our toll-free number is 855-586-5433. Let's go back to Ann. Ann, are you still with us?
Yes.
Very good. I want to get Mark to pray for you, and we want to pray with you and just ask God to help you deal with these dreams and to work through this.
Okay, good.
Dear Lord, I just want to thank you for Ann's courageousness in calling, and I just pray, Father, for resolution of this trauma that has carried on in her life. Father, you've made us in a fearfully and wonderfully a wonderful way. And so, Father, I just pray for her. I pray, Father, for, again, for this resolution. And I just pray, Father, that you would honor her in this. This is her request. And, Father, I just thank you for her. I thank you, Father, for her life. And I just pray you will use her as a testimony for others, Father, and that she might be able to even come alongside others as this resolves in her.
Yes.
And be able to help others. In Jesus' name,
amen. Amen. And thank you so much for calling.
Thank
you. And we do so appreciate your openness and candor in sharing. I believe you will have helped others by doing so.
All right, good.
God bless.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
855-586-5433. And Mark, I think this is one of the things that Paul brings out in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, is that the God of all encouragement encourages us in all our trauma. And the word for trouble there literally is thaumidzo, which is the Greek equivalent to the English word trauma, so that we in turn can encourage others who are going through any trouble with the same encouragement with which he's given us. Talk about that.
you know, funny, Don, I just wrote down 2 Corinthians 1:3-4, you know, and that's
so the Spirit. So God works. Yeah. Amen.
Yes. You know, I often say that, you know, that's become my ministry. You know, God came alongside me with such kindness and such mercy and grace and love and, you know, gave me this wonderful opportunity to heal. You know, I'm not so happy about the story he gave me, but, you know, I am happy about the healing.
The ending of it has been wonderful.
Yeah. And I practice gratitude with it. You know, I'm kidding you. But, you know, it's that idea that, people like Ann and others who've called, as they seek healing and as they find healing and as they, you know, stop shaming themselves and feeling guilty about these things and just look at it as being normal. And as they begin to heal, you know, it's amazing how God brings other people in their lives. And he has in my life, you know, people that I often smiled, you know, inside, even in sessions that I have, and just think to myself, wow, God, you have done a wonderful work of taking, you know, these ashes and bringing something beautiful out of it.
Well, there's no question, Mark, you are a gifted encourager, and that comes through the airwaves and comes through in your book as well. And we're emphasizing tonight to pray for these folks that have called us, for Ann and Renee and John and Ramona. And let's lift these folks up in prayer because they've been willing to share their heart with us tonight. Let's go back to the phones. Cornelius is on the line from Louisiana. Go ahead, Cornelius. Good to hear from you.
Hey there, Mark and Don. I was just telling the call screener I was abused as a child, and I'm an African-American. But there's a lot of things, and I studied sociology and psychology at Louisiana Tech when I was in college and stuff. There's a movie called Let Freedom Ring that came out on the 4th of July last year. I would tell your callers and listeners to try to watch that movie because it's about child trafficking.
Yeah.
But I won't name it, but a preacher, teacher, or another child, because I'm trying to be kind of coy about it, raped me and then told me that I'll tell my parents or that you were the one that did it.
Yeah.
So it's a shame when people like that will tell you that to keep you quiet. My dad died in December of 2020 of COVID, and I told him about a year before he died, but my mom never did know anything about that.
Yeah.
And I wish I could have talked to my parents because I was doing some odd things, and they beat me behind that. And that they just didn't know, you know.
Well, Cornelius, you have shared your heart with us, and I'm so glad you called us tonight to tell us about this. And that's one of the tragedies of the shame and the trauma that happens, Mark, is that many times the person that causes the shame will turn this around on the other person and say, it's really your fault, or I'm going to put the blame on you. What words of encouragement and hope do you have for Cornelius?
Well, what I would say, Cornelius, is you're a brave man.
Yeah.
You're a really brave man for calling. And part of the victory is just being able to speak up and to, you know, bear witness and say, yeah, these things happened, but I am alive and I am walking with the Lord. And so that's the exciting part of this, even though I don't want to negate the pain at all because I've been through it and I know what it's like. And you know, you live with it the rest of your life and you live with the consequences of it the rest of your life. But I just want to say, you know, how impressed I am of what a brave person you are for picking up the phone and calling.
Yeah, we're so glad you did, Cornelius. Let me pray for you. Lord, thank you so much for Cornelius. What a blessing it is to hear his testimony of how you have helped him to gain insight and encouragement in spite of the abuse that was perpetrated on him so many years ago. And Lord, now he's an encourager of others, and I pray that your blessing and encouragement would rest on him in a very special way. For Jesus' sake, amen.
Can I make one more comment?
Yes, you may.
Okay. I've been dealing with a lot of racism over my life, too, and because I'm pro-life, pro-God, and pro-gun, I'm mega, mega Trump, and a lot of blacks hate me for it, and even some white. And I've been fighting some stuff at City Hall and stuff. I may get locked up Tuesday, so y'all might not hear from me. So just pray for me, And God bless you. I really love this show.
Well, we love you, and we'll pray for you, Cornelius. Thanks so much for sharing with us tonight. And again, we're not being political, but sometimes our callers get a little bit in that direction. 855-586-5433. Stella is calling from Texas tonight. Go ahead, Stella. Thanks for calling.
Hi, guys.
Yes, go ahead. Turn your radio down and listen to us on the phone.
I tried to do that. I tried to turn down the radio.
Good. And listen, go right ahead with your question.
Okay. No, me, all what I'm asking is for prayer, honestly, over me, over my family, because right now we go through, like I go through lots of things. So my house got on fire on May 30. Mm. May 30. And I do have, we are a military family.
Yes.
So we are military family. Close door. Uh-huh. I just pick up my son. So after work, I'm working in the medical center.
Yes.
And I'm a professional medical massage therapist. So I take care of people all week, you know, 6 days a week.
Yes.
Today, like I said, I finish work. I go also house call for the older people who cannot make it to the medical center. The point is my house got on fire on May 30. And I was at work and my kids was on a break. Thank you, God, that they was actually out of house.
Yeah.
Get picked up by grandma to eat. And they was out of house for 2 hours, and it's when house got on fire.
Well, what a traumatic thing to have happened to you last May, Stella. And you are a caregiver, obviously working with people through the medical center and going into home health. And, you know, Mark, sometimes when we've been through trauma, as we were indicating from 2 Corinthians 1, it gives us the opportunity then to be of encouragement to others. What words of encouragement and support do you have for Stella?
You know, I think that the great thing as a believer in Christ is that none of these things own our story.
Yeah.
None of them. The tragedies that happen, even though they're really impactful and they present a lot of problems, you know, it doesn't own our story. And so, you know, continue to press on and continue to have hope and continue to serve others, and God's going to honor that.
Yes. And let's pray for you, Stella. Heavenly Father, I'm so grateful for Stella and for the fact that she is serving others and reaching out to them and helping them and encouraging them in spite of what she went through. Thank you, Lord, for the miraculous way that you spared her children and caused them to be out of the house when this terrible thing happened. And Lord, we know that there are economic effects that happen when we suffer this kind of a loss. I think of people out in the panhandle of Texas who many of them have lost their homes, some in northwestern Oklahoma as well, and others in different parts of the country that have been through this kind of thing. So, Lord, we just want to commit these people to you and pray that you would provide help and encouragement, not only to Stella, but these others as well. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Stella, thank you for your call.
Yes, and thank you, Dan, and thank you, Mark. But the why I'm asking for prayer, because I'm still in hotel, and house does not even start fixing.
Wow.
Okay.
Boy, that's tough. Mark, let's pray about that. Would you lead us in prayer? We have about a minute and a quarter here.
Sure. Be glad to. Stella, just pray for Stella, Lord. I just pray for the situation with her health being, you know, in disarray, and I pray, Father, for repair of that house. I pray, Father, that you would work in a miraculous way and do it in a more timely manner, Father. We just pray for her and her family, and I just pray, Father, that and am thankful that they're still alive, Father,
yes,
and still here on earth to serve you. And I just pray, Father, that you would work in the situation. You know the things that Stella needs to have done So I just pray, Father, that you would take care of those. And
yes.
Just thank her so much, Father, for calling us, because I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Stella, we're so glad you called us tonight. We will be praying for you. And let's pray that God will get that house built or get them another place to live. Mark McNear, thank you so much for being with us tonight. Just a great program. Thank you for your encouragement.
Thank you, Don.
And friend, I want to encourage you again, check out the book, get a copy of it, Finding My Words, A Ruthless Commitment to Healing Gently After Trauma. Thank you for joining us, friend. Pray for this ministry, and we trust that God will bless each of you. And let's remember to pray for those who called in tonight on Encouragement Live.